Hello there, Margarita here, mindset mentor and lightworker from Pitbull. And today I'm asking you if your why is compelling enough. Now, you've probably heard from many different sources that you've got to have a big why. Well, why do you have to have a big why? The thing is that you're going to experience so many different challenges and problems and setbacks and failures and disappointments and frustrations along the way. This is inevitable. I keep saying in so many of my trainings that this is just a part of the joy of the journey. So when your why is compelling enough, I'm going to go beyond big enough and say compelling enough, because you can have a massive why, a massive vision, a massive reason to do what you do, but if you're not connected to it, if you don't feel compelled and inspired by your why, then it doesn't matter how big it is, you're actually not going to take action toward that goal consistently, because you have to be focused, totally focused, and take relentless, consistent action every single day toward your goal. So how do you get into that kind of mindset, and why do so few people manage to get into that space? Well, one of the big things I believe is how compelling and inspiring your why is, and whether or not you are really truly connected to your why. So for instance, I have a little thing going on at the moment. I've always been really focused on my health. Health is one of my top core values. So that is another element of this, is that your goal, your vision, your why must be in alignment with your core values. Do you even know what your core values are? So work out what your core values are, then make sure that your why, your vision, your goal is in alignment with your core values, because otherwise you ain't going nowhere toward your goals, or you'll go a short distance, but you'll never do what it takes to get to where you want to be. So whilst one of my top core values is still my health, and I still exercise every day, I still have a relatively clean diet because I am determined and committed to staying healthy and relatively fit, I have lost the kind of momentum that I used to have several years ago when I took much more pride in my appearance. And as I've gotten older, I've gotten a bit slack, and I've allowed myself these little pleasures in my diet more so than I used to before. I do believe in allowing some pleasures, but I've done that a lot more in the last few years than I used to, and I'm not doing the level of exercise that I used to. Over the last couple of years, I have really wanted to get back into a more consistent exercise routine, back into a bit more weight training, back into doing more cardio, and in order to actually go back to what I used to look like, actually quite slim, trim, and strong. And I'd start exercise programs, and I just couldn't seem to maintain the momentum. So what I've done in the last 2 weeks, just in the last 2 weeks, is I've had a brand new project. I have been inspired to start a brand new project, and that actually requires me within the next 5 weeks now to do a photo shoot in which I'm going to be virtually naked, which is way out of my comfort zone. And I constantly teach and coach people to get out of their comfort zone. This is way out of my comfort zone. But it's for a very specific purpose and reason. And this is going to be to launch me with my book, my new book that I'm going to be launching in the next couple of months. So this is going to be launching me in a much bigger way to reach a much bigger audience. And these photos are not going to be kept private. They're going to be out in the public eye. How compelling is that for me to get back into my old, really quite strict eating and fitness routine, where I'm doing my weight training, I'm doing more cardio, I'm more focused on my eating plan, so I'm not eating those little bits and pieces that are full of sugar and fat all the time. And I have come back to being really focused, and I'm losing weight. Just in the last 2 weeks, I have really started to see my body shape change, and it is very, very rewarding for me to do that. But it wasn't until I had a specific goal that was very compelling. Having my body out there in the public eye in a big way is a very compelling reason for me to get my body back. And it's also aligned with more than my health. It's now aligned with my business. So a big part of my life is consumed by my business and my purpose to have a considerable impact on the consciousness of the planet. And this goal is now aligned with that. So there's various compelling reasons why I am now so back into my fitness program, my eating regime, to get this weight off, to get strong again, so I can be ready to get these photos out there and this project out there in a big way. So is your reason, your why, compelling enough? Another thing I heard just recently from a footballer, a national Australian footballer who plays the National Rugby League, and I heard him say, I didn't actually hear the whole interview, but I heard him say that being a parent made him a better footballer. Now, just because you've had a kid doesn't mean that you become a better footballer, but it means that his reason, he had a bigger reason. The reason he now wants to be a better footballer is probably because he wants to be a good role model for his child, because he wants to be paid more so he can look after his child and his family. And it's not just about him anymore. His compelling why, he now has a little one to look after and he feels this sense of responsibility. So his why is not just about him. It's about his little one now. So make your why not just about you. Is it that you want to impact somebody in your immediate family or in your community? Or is it you want to make a bigger impact nationwide or maybe globally? It doesn't have to be a global why, but what inspires you? What motivates you? What will compel you to take the steps that you need to take to get out of your comfort zone? And believe me, this fitness routine is out of my comfort zone because I'm sore. And it's not easy to get out there every single day to work out 2 to 3 hours to get my body back. But every time I feel that sense of, oh, I really don't feel like it today. Oh, my muscles are so tired. Every time I go to walk up this hill, because I live on a mountain and we have lots of hills around here, every time I get to walk up this hill, my thighs hurt and my legs are tired. And every time I just feel like, oh, maybe I just won't do it today, I think of these photos getting out into the public, and all of a sudden, it doesn't matter how tired my legs are, it doesn't matter how sore my muscles are, I'm out there, I'm doing it. I'm not eating that bowl of chips, I'm not eating that piece of cake, I'm not digressing from my eating routine because I want my body back, because it's going to be out in the public eye. I'm going to share with you just one more story to illustrate what I'm talking about. And this is about an Australian actor, a well-known actor, Samuel Johnson, who his sister is Connie Johnson. And she was diagnosed a few years ago, again, because she'd had several bouts of cancer. She was diagnosed again with cancer. And this time it was a terminal diagnosis. Samuel Johnson's brotherly love kicked in, and together they decided to launch a campaign to raise as much money as they could to help fund finding a cure for cancer. So they actually started a project. Whilst he didn't know if he could save her life, they got really motivated to do something to help to fund finding a cure for cancer, because he didn't want his sister to die. And if he could do it in the time frame that he had before she died, then hallelujah. He was absolutely motivated to try and help find a cure for his sister so he didn't have to lose his sister. He got on, apart from other projects that they did, the first project, main project that he did, was he got on a unicycle, like a bicycle with one wheel, and he cycled almost 16,000 kilometers around Australia on a unicycle. He had a specific goal to do this within 365 days, and he did it in 364. So you can see it's a compelling reason why, and he's got a specific goal and a specific date to do this project in, and he did it, and he raised $1.75 million for his cause to help fund finding a cancer cure to help to cure his sister. So this was his compelling reason why. I mean, that's a pretty intense reason why, but you can see how nobody in their right mind would choose to unicycle 16,000 1,000 kilometres around a continent without such a massive reason why. They raised a lot of money. Unfortunately, Connie Johnson just passed away a week ago, but he is still compelled to find a cure for cancer. And this is his big reason why, is because of his sister. Even though she's still not here, he is still compelled to help to find a cure for cancer because he loved his sister so much. So choose a compelling why. And if you don't have one, find one, create one. And as I said, make it bigger than you, not just about you. Like, my goal is not just about me. Yes, it's about me being in the public eye, but my project is about me making a bigger impact. It's actually in alignment with my purpose, my mission, my values. So there, go back and figure out what your core values are. Then make sure that your goals are in alignment with your values. And then choose a compelling why, something that will compel you through your frustrations, your disappointments, your challenges, and give yourself a time frame. So I have a very distinct time frame to get my body back. What is your distinct time frame that you want to achieve something by? So that's my podcast for today. If you've enjoyed this and you would like to be a part of the Pitbull community, where I can help you to be all that you can possibly be, to be unstoppable in achieving your goals and dreams, and to live life on your terms, then head on over to Pitbull Mindset, Pitbull as in the dog, mindset.com. Register your details there. I look forward to seeing you in the community. Until my next podcast, take care and have an exceptional day.